Hi, my name is David Lee, writer of 50 Shades of Dave. With me today is actor David Tyson, who plays Dave in the series. Welcome, David. Can you tell us why you got involved in this production?
Yes. Basically, when I saw the advert on the internet, asking for an actor to play someone who was finding it hard to deal with mental health, I almost immediately jumped at the chance because it was similar to what I've been through in a way. I was depressed for a long time, probably up until around about 25, 26. And that's when I began to open up and I went to my GP and they diagnosed me with having clinical depression. They said it's perfectly okay. Thousands of people have it, and that it is okay to talk about it. But because I had been depressed for years before that, I felt a connection between me and Dave, and that's why, in a way, I felt for Dave, and I could tell where he felt pain and anguish, and I felt that I just had to be able to get involved.
I mean, listeners will hear it firsthand, and it leads nicely what you were saying on to the next question, which, of course, you know, the role that you play is a challenging role, and I wanted somebody that that you know could do it as impeccably as you have. I mean, I know it's a hard question to answer as an actor, but what can listeners expect from your performance?
Well, I found it really hard to be able to answer this because as an actor or as a entertainer or a performer, you find it hard to analyse your own performance because you pick up on things that maybe other people won't, and actors are perhaps one of the most highly critical people of their own performances. So instead, I kind of chickened out, and I asked my children and my wife, family, friends, and they basically said that my performance is empathic, it's extremely relevant to the listener, it's sad. It is absolutely palpable because of the distress and the resulting depression. Dave's pain is there, and he offloads his pain in exchange for their recognition that this is truly something that happens to everyone. Mm. They also said that it's honest, truthful, it's harsh in that things that were said are things that you don't normally hear on a podcast, and it's brave for the writer and for the actors to be able to do that and express truly how they're feeling.
Yeah, I when writing it, I was I had to get to that place, and I had to relive those things to be able to write it, and I did it in a way that it's never been. I've never written it out before.
Mm. Yeah.
And for me, hearing it for the first time when you performed it was something that I will never forget, because I lived it. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I felt it, and it took me back there, which is what I wanted, and which is what I think it needs. And I think it's worth mentioning as well to the listeners that in episodes 4 and 5, most of the script that you hear was actually redacted, because I wanted that raw, reactionary performance.
Yeah.
Can you explain a bit more about that, perhaps, for us? And what was that like? Have you ever done anything like that before?
Only in improvisation. Mm. But even in improvisation, you kind of know what's going to come.
Mm.
Whereas if you are reading a script that you've never seen before, and you've got to be able to express it in a way that gives it respect, you know. Because my life has had quite a few ups and downs, then the way that I was able to connect with what you'd written was in order to connect to the bad things that I've been through, and latch on to the emotions and let the emotions flow to the words. Like when in episodes 4 and 5, when Dave's really having a awful time of it, then I had to emotionally connect to things that had happened to me like 5 or 10 years ago, and that in turn it validates what you'd written. It gives it substance and it gives it a respectful feel.
It was such a personal story to me that I wondered whether redacting the script in that way was the right thing to do. Having listened to it now and had the reaction back from it, unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievably the right thing to do, definitely, because
absolutely, yeah.
I think it's caught that it catches that level of interest, sucks you in, it reels you in, and the way that you perform it is phenomenal.
Okay.
So the series itself as a whole is not all like that. As I'm sure people will understand. So how would you describe the show in 5 words?
Right. Well, I wrote down the words that I thought of, and then again I asked family, and I asked friends what they thought, and everyone pretty much thought along the same way, that the episodes were contemporary, empathic, skillful, tragic comedy, and importantly accurate, not just for what was actually being told about the characters, but because it's accurate and it's relevant to what is happening today, in that there's a huge mental health boost at the moment, because people have been suffering depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, all kinds of illnesses, and people in a way have been too scared to talk about it. And because this actually opens up and it says, hey, this guy is phoning up about mental health, what do we do, you know? And then it unravels, you know, and you see that there is help out there, and people do genuinely want to get involved, you know, and I don't think that there's ever been anything that actually broadcasts, either on radio, podcasts, YouTube, you know, that is about what do we do, you know. And 50 Shades of Dave, it goes through that story about going from shock about what do we do about this guy to finding ways to help him, you know, and it's really good.
Well, you kind of answered my next question, which is sort of why should people tune in? And I think you've just
because it's great.
Oh, there we go. That is a good enough reason, I think. So thank you so much, Dave, for that. You can hear David alongside the whole cast in 50 Shades of Dave, only on podcast radio.